statewide Republican runoffs, observations that you've been able to collect?
I think one of the observations with the lieutenant governor's race is that was it was an interesting campaign, to say the least. Brass knuckles. What word comes to mind? I mean, it was...
Was it any more unusual, though?
I think it was a little more unusual in the fact that both of the candidates realize the importance of the lieutenant governor's seat. And I think that's what galvanized both camps. And they dug their heels in.
Margin of victory or surprise?
Total surprise. It really was, especially in Brazos County. I was very surprised by Senator Patrick's numbers.
So people just kind of take a breather until Labor Day and then hit the accelerator again?
They do. As you know, politics can be very unforgiving. And you can take a local race, for instance. We had in a runoff Judge Tommy Munoz against Robbie James, and Robbie ran a great campaign, and Judge Munoz prevailed. But I think even in a local campaign like that, you see how it can literally take the wind out of yourselves. And so I think everybody needs a breather, needs to get away from talking politics for a while.
But between now and Labor Day, back to the lieutenant governor's race, can fences be mended to put on a unified effort? And how does that impact rollover then to the governor's campaign?
You know, I think Steve Munisteri, who is our state party chair, begins work on that right now, because the race was just called. So Chairman Munisteri will begin making phone calls. And I think Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst is a very gracious person. And I think that he will do everything he can to reach out to Senator Patrick. Not a soothsayer, but I could see that happening, because David Dewhurst is a very decent human being and very decent man. And so I think, yes, the fences will be mended, and going into our state convention in 2 weeks, we will all be on solid footing.